So this week I wanted to focus on and talk about especially the stress in rural America and the ag economy and way to overcome mental health in this week of what's likely going to be a little bit tumultuous emotionally, mentally, and politically for sure. So let's start with some really good news. Dan Erdman of Farm Rescue joins us. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great, Mick. Thanks for having me again.
You are welcome. You made a major announcement that involves a little happiness. So tell us about the big concert coming up.
You bet. Yeah, this is huge news for our organization, Farm Rescue. And, you know, we talked about it a little earlier on the phone, but unfortunately we aren't able to hold our annual banquet this year, which is kind of that time of year where we get our supporters together, and sponsors and donors, and our assisted farm families together to kind of celebrate Farm Rescue and just show the importance of doing what we're doing. And so we're not able to do that this year with everything going on with COVID, but we do have a big event that we're pretty excited about that John Deere just announced recently, and it's a virtual benefit concert for us, and they're going to be streaming it to the general public on December 9th, so that'll be on your computer. It's at 7 p.m. Central Time on YouTube, and they're calling it The Farm Must Go On by John Deere. So celebrating all things farm family related and all things farm rescue. It's a free event. It's going to be featuring live stream performances by Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. So a lot of bigger names in country music today. They will be performing from the Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee. Unfortunately, we can't be there in person because it's a virtual event. But we're looking forward to, again, watching that online on December 9th. And again, all proceeds from this will benefit Farm Rescue Assistance Operations. If you want, you know, people are looking for more information on this and how to actually live stream it, you can go to thefarmmustgoon.com. So again, this huge news for us. It's kind of expanding our partnership with John Deere, and we're very thankful to them. An exciting time for us right now.
For sure. Well, as you mentioned, yeah, we can't go to Nashville and be at this concert. There's so many things that we can't do this winter, but there were some virtual concerts this summer, and hey, they were heralded mm-hmm. as widely popular, so I guess this is a good thing.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, a lot of people are still kind of stuck indoors, especially in the evening hours, and maybe looking for some things to do. So it's on a Wednesday evening. If you are heading out for the weekend, it's not going to take away from that. So, again, real excited. They're going to feature some of the assisted farm families that we've helped over the years, and you know, some messaging from Bill Gross, our founder and president. So it'll be a pretty cool two-hour event that they're working up to again on December 9th.
For sure. All right, December 9th. We better have harvest done by then.
I sure hope so.
And now, so is it a cost to observe, to listen, or is it just kind of a volunteer?
Well, it is free of charge. Again, free live stream event. It's going to be on YouTube. And so John Deere's been working on their end to kind of get some sponsorships to help pay for this event, and a lot, again, out of their own pocket just to show their support. So all the proceeds can, again, they're going to try to drive donations and just general awareness for what we're trying to do at Farm Rescue. So free of charge for anyone wanting to watch on December 9th at 7 p.m.
Wow, that's great. So tip of the hat to Big Green, trying to make a little green for Farm Rescue. In 2020, again, a tumultuous year for the world, but in agriculture, we had some price recovery. And even so, with all of the trade issues, the production challenges, the prevent plant, the list goes on and on. You assisted how many folks this year? How many families?
You know, I say this is more of an average year for us. Outside of, you know, everything going on with COVID, I say it's an average year number-wise. I think at year's end we'll have helped around 50 families through all of our operations. That's, you know, planting, haying, harvesting, livestock feeding. And if you remember, you've had me on before, Mick, each of the last 3 years, I think, we've had some sort of major hay hauling campaign, whether it be for drought or wildfires or flooding. And so that kind of made for larger numbers of assisted families throughout, you know, all of the deliveries that we were making over the last 3 years. So this is, again, somewhat of a normal year for us as far as operations go. not related to COVID, obviously. So again, we'll have helped somewhere around 50 families by the time the year is over here.
I guess reading between the lines, that's maybe a good thing. We didn't have the wildfires, the floods in Nebraska and South Dakota, and it was better. Even so, there is a lot of emotional anxiety going on in rural America, and I guess you provide harvest help. You provide planting and haying and hay hauling help. Is there a mental health aspect to what you do at all?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there is a lot of, you know, it's obviously a lot of stress involved with farming and ranching, and it's troubling to see the growing number of folks within agriculture who are dealing with mental health issues. And kind of seeing that same rising trend in suicide rates of farmers is absolutely heartbreaking. I think there's a unique pride that comes with farming and ranching, and for that reason, I think there are a lot of folks out there who are kind of suffering in silence because they're maybe too proud to admit something's wrong or to ask for help. And just within the last 2 or 3 years at Farm Rescue, we've seen a few more applications, you know, listing depression as their reason for assistance, and we've been encouraging that. It is an illness, and no one should be stigmatized for admitting that they need some help, especially when you have the weight of a farming operation on your shoulders. When our volunteers come in and, you know, they help with planting, haying, or harvesting a crop, it does provide some peace of mind. But, you know, we recognize this is an ongoing issue as well, and we kind of want to be proactive with that. So, we have a couple of our volunteers who serve as pastors in their daily lives, and they're also certified counselors. So that's another option we're hoping to offer some of these families moving forward. We've also had a couple of our own staff members complete some mental health training, and they said it was, you know, some of the most useful course material they've ever experienced. And so, with COVID going on, obviously it's changed some of the availability of those courses, but the rest of our staff is actually already planning to complete similar training courses this year to go along with that. So like I said, we definitely recognize that this is an ongoing issue, and we hope any individuals and families out there who are dealing with depression or mental stress are aware that we're one of many options to consider for some help.
I think we've crossed the threshold of, you know, it used to be, hey, I'm not, you know, so-and-so ain't tough enough, or, you know, it is always has been a disease with symptoms, and people with symptoms go to the doctor, go to get help. And there are routes, ways to do that, either anonymously or, hey, be like some celebrities out there who are doing things to set an example. Professional athletes are encouraging everybody to get out and vote. And so I guess maybe set an example public or do it anonymously. But the main thing is get some help.
Like, yeah. And just like you're saying, I mean, there's maybe less stigma surrounding it nowadays, with more and more folks admitting that they've been dealing with this themselves. And you know, a lot of folks who would say, oh, I never guessed that they were dealing with that. But it is an illness, and it creates a tremendous burden on their daily lives, and especially for farmers and ranchers trying to carry out their normal operations.
Yeah, and I think most of the general public, you know, we've got, what, down to 1% of America. 100 years ago, is like 90% of the folks lived out in the country and were involved in some type of production agriculture. Now we're down to 1%, and I think the 98 to 99% of the people who take farmers for granted, take their food for granted, don't realize that, okay, the average income of a farm family is very similar to that of the average income of a wage earner in town. But there is no wage earner in town who has to borrow $1 million or more every year to earn that $60,000. If that.
And every single year is a gamble, and it's not like the year before it. So it's there's a tremendous amount of stress trying to plan for any farming or ranching season. And there's a lot of folks in some of those higher populated areas that have no clue what a typical farm family goes through. And you mentioned the 1% being responsible for, you know, the entire food population, you know, providing for the rest of the world. That's a tremendous burden on just a small group of people to deliver on that.
So the farm must go on. That is the title of the benefit concert John Deere is sponsoring, celebrating the resiliency of farmers, December 9th, and it's going to take place 7 o'clock, right? No.
You bet. Yep. 7 o'clock Central Time, and again, it'll be on YouTube, and it's free of charge to anyone who wants to watch.
Looking ahead to the spring of 2021, are you taking applications for planting yet, or is that a little bit, is it too soon now?
It's maybe a little sooner than normal, but, you know, we'll never turn an application away just for the time of year that it comes in. If someone out there knows that they're going to need some assistance down the road, yeah, we're happy to take that application and kind of start that process of review and the vetting process that goes into that. And we're always taking applications. Again, farmrescue.org. And if you're looking to get more involved with Farm Rescue on the volunteer front or make a donation, you can do it through that same website, farmrescue.org.
And Dan, as you pointed out at the beginning, you're not having your big fall banquet and honoring and fundraiser. So everybody, exactly. Please take a moment and a year where prices are pretty good on the farm, maybe a donation to Farm Rescue is in order, or certainly during the concert of The Farm Must Go On December 9th. All right, thank you very much, Dan, and thanks for the work you do.
Oh, thank you, Mick. We appreciate it.
You are very welcome. This is Farm Talk.